brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, history is happening right now. And the military is waking up in mass, saying, I will not fight for Al-Qaeda. The globalists say, oh, we're going to torture to see if we'll go along with that. Or, oh, we're going to secretly arrest citizens to see if we'll go along with that. And every time they get public backlash, they then back off and say, we never said that. They play mind games with us to make us feel powerless. But we're now discovering that we do have power. And now Kerry vows Obama will violate Constitution ahead of Syria group meeting. But again, the big victory is they were going to attack. They said they didn't need congressional approval. Now they're going to get it because they're afraid. These criminals always get committees to agree. Large groups, so not one person can be blamed for it. They like to hedge their bets and confuse things with a bunch of legalese, just like derivatives and credit default swaps. It's the same thing with war. They get a whole bunch of different organizations like NATO and the UN and the EU and others to sign on. Every group to sign on, except for the group that has the authority, the American people's representatives, the Congress, just as Obama said in his speech. So he acts like he's going to obey the forms while double-crossing it at the same time. But it shows their incredible weakness. This is a big deal. Now, here's another Pat Buchanan clip with him on Newsmax just Friday.
What we should do here is, first, this thing reeks of a false flag operation. I would not understand or comprehend that Bashar al-Assad, no matter how bad a man he may be, would be so stupid as to order a chemical weapons attack on civilians in his own country, when the immediate consequence of which might be that he would be at war with the United States. So this reeks of a false flag operation.
All right. Now, Ron Paul said the same thing. Rand Paul came out and said we're on the side of Al-Qaeda. It looks like the rebels may have done this. I have been here, and I didn't even realize this 15 years ago or so, but that's what I've served the purpose of moving the Overton window. And if you don't know what the Overton window is in psychology, when they try to teach five-year-olds how to have brutal, hardcore, unhealthy sex, if they can get you to accept that, you'll accept anything. So they take you a trillion miles, even if you push it back a few billion, you're still, you know, way down the road towards tyranny. Okay, they try to normalize all their corruption. They try to normalize saying your kids belong to the state and they're going to force inoculate you and homeschooling is illegal. And then call you radical because you want basic freedom. That's the same thing with this war making. Oh, we're going to torture. Oh, we're going to fund Al-Qaeda. Oh, we're going to do this or that. But when people finally revolt against it, it can boomerang back on them and their whole system can collapse. Because when you've ramped up an Overton window towards tyranny, if people finally switch back, the pendulum can swing so hard it flies out the other end of the building. It can boomerang. And so I've been here to move the Overton window back to common sense, back to history, and I don't care if a bunch of extremists and weirdos and kleptocratic control freaks get up on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, talk radio, and say I'm the devil, I'm a demon, I'm a piece of trash, I'm a liar, I'm a scumbag, just all sorts of, I'm a racist. I don't care, because I am a soldier in the info war who's meant to blow a hole in their wall. And by the way, folks, we haven't just blown a hole in their wall. We've breached right through the main gate, blown out dozens of giant holes. We are now sieging the enemy emplacements. In the citadel, within the citadel, the enemy is on fire. Now, they may try to blow something up down the road to get us to run and fight that or whatever, but the point is that the New World Order is in disarray, is in shambles, and many other analysts are saying that. Krauthammer's saying it. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is saying it. Countless others are saying it. But we said it first. I know what I'm talking about, and we are in the eye of the storm. David Knight's coming up with special reports and your calls.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm joined in the studio here with Alex because this is such a big news story. We wanted to talk a little bit more about this sea change that's happening.
Absolutely. I want you to be able to get to Lauren listening on 770 in Ohio and so many others that are holding, and then we're going to get at the bottom of the hour to the very informative report that you guys have put together dealing with the protest against the war that happened here this weekend. But the main issue that I wanted to talk about here, again, for some stations that just joined us, is that folks know that I don't get on air. People have seen this time and time again. I really tell you what I believe is happening in the world. And I don't ever lie to myself about the analysis that I and others that I respect have come up with. And to understand that just with human intelligence, what I've seen on the street, about half the military are listeners. And they listen about every week or so. I've done informal surveys on the street. And now we see that coming out of the Pentagon. And I'm just one node in this overall fight. You're just one little node in this overall fight. It is just so incredibly historical to now see it be mainstream kitchen table talk. Why does our government run Al-Qaeda?
Right.
Why does our government stage false flags? And the videos come out, and they have WorldNet Daily join us, and Drudge join us. It's not just InfoWars. Mm-hmm. And to have Rand Paul and Ron Paul and Pat Buchanan, and to have the general public get it, and to be... I went to a bowling alley with my son yesterday and some friends, and I was given free bowling games and shoes. Everyone was listeners. Never been there before until this week. People came over from both sides where we were bowling were listeners. I ran into the off-duty cop that was there as security. He was a listener. I went up to get some drinks at the bar. The bartenders were listeners. And again, I'm not sitting here bragging, oh, I'm a big deal, people know who I am. No. It wouldn't matter if it was they knew who I was because I was some rapper, or I was some basketball player, or I was some football player, or I was some, you know, reality TV star. These are people that are listeners that are like, can you believe they're running Al-Qaeda? It was the things they were saying. And it's almost like Fight Club, because a lot of times they'll just be like, oh, like, I mean, it's really, this is, again, this has got to, I want the people out there to know, David, that the awakening is on. And now, for the first time in 100 years, they can't launch a false flag and get away with it. And this is Soviet Union, pre-Soviet Union collapse, Romania, Ceausescu collapse level stuff. What do you say to that?
Well, just like Ed from New York was saying, when I took him, one of the callers we had last hour, he said he found you with the Piers Morgan thing. And it's the Piers Morgan thing. It's the Boston bombing that happened. When that happened, and Dan Benanti, bless him, he got up there, and they were trying to do everything to intimidate him, to ridicule him, but he got the message out about false flags. And you saw the media running reports about, oh, what is a false flag? And, I mean, it was a brand new term.
It was the biggest story
exactly.
For a couple of days. Well, and that's
so
what this show.
He got it on there, and people understood then what a false flag is. And so and it becomes such a pervasive thing that now you've got people feel, like you said, you hit the barbed wire first, and so now it's something that people can talk about. They understand that it's there, and very few people push back on it. We just had a Salon article where they pushed back on it and said, according to false flag lore, there was the Reichstag fire, and it's like, according to lore, you don't know anything about history. You don't know about the Reichstag fire.
Tonkin.
I mean, that is, exactly.
Operation Ajax.
But I mean, the
Northwoods
fire is like the archetype. But there's been so many, and we've documented it. You know, Operation Gladio, all these different things. And people are understanding that now. It caused a discussion back with the Boston bombing. And we see that it's the same kind of template. They have this MO that they use over and over again when they do a domestic false flag. They've got another MO that they use when they want to invade a country, like we saw with the Iraq war about weapons of mass destruction. Now we see again with the Syrian war.
Absolutely. And so I'm not up here saying, hey, our show's big. I'm explaining this for people out there that aren't well known who feel like they're all alone. I can't go anywhere now. Went to the hike and bike trail this morning with my dad. Ran into multiple listeners out of just 20 people we passed. I just want to give people the good news is that America and the world is awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Dempsey tells them, the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, don't attack. Obama comes out and lies Friday or Saturday and says, you know, the chairman supports me, thinks this is a good idea. The fact is that once the confidence is lost in the confidence man, once people finally understand, it's like that end scene in Face in the Crowd that's got Andy Griffith in it or whatever, where he gets caught admitting he's a con artist, then the whole thing basically implodes. And look at all the Twitter being flooded, and people can retweet it at Real Alex Jones, these thousands of photos of military officers, but also enlisted, holding up signs saying, I will not fight on the side of Al-Qaeda in Syria. But what do you make of my point, and then I'll get out of here and go to calls, that it's the ganging up, too. People instinctively get that the whole world is, the whole Western world is ganging up on little Syria. And I think it's the same thing that endeared people to Israel, even though Israel wasn't perfect. You know, no country is that the image of a little country being ganged up on, we all instinctively don't like that. Good people don't like that.
That's right. And what you said about people, kind of the pushback, the Overton window, you've got a Bush administration person who was on that MSNBC clip they played earlier. Her name is Everett, and she was saying, this is exactly what we saw. And she talks at great length to the people at MSNBC passionately about how we were lied to, how they twisted the narrative, and saying they're doing exactly the same thing. People understand that they were lied to about that. They understand that it's a template that the administration is using. They see that same template being used again. It's like, come on. I'm not falling for that again.
Well, that's it. And that's why I say it's jumping the shark.
Yeah.
It's jumping the shark to do this over and over again. And then their own jihadis are so badly coordinated, they upload videos that day of them shooting off the mortars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what's insane about this is they don't even try to hide it anymore. And then Obama says, I don't need Congress's authority. Then he goes, okay, I do. But then Kerry doubles back and says, but we really don't.
Right.
And again, they may end up being able to get their Syria attack. I think right now they won't. I even thought last week that they might, but if they did, it would be the beginning of the end for them. And I think even more intelligent members of the establishment, who aren't even good people, realize this is reckless.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russians are involved, the Chinese are involved, and I'm not romanticizing them, but it's been said so many times that national sovereignty is a firewall.
Mm-hmm.
And Just as there were a lot of nations that could oppose Hitler, what if we already had a UN and Hitler could have got control of that? There would have been no opposing a global government run by Hitler. And these eugenicists basically created Hitler. They didn't run him. They created him like Frankenstein and let him out in the countryside. Pun intended, because Frankenstein's German, folks. And that's what happened. And now they've created or helped reanimate the Al-Qaeda Frankenstein. That's what they're, and then they pose as the saviors, mm-hmm. as Frankenstein runs around the village in the countryside killing people. And we're tired of this, and we don't like losing our liberties, our birthright, in the name of Al-Qaeda, while criminal elements of the government run it. And I'm telling you, there's 1,000 points is why I get so frustrated when I'm laying there in bed at night or sitting there thinking or writing notes of why this is so big. But anybody out there who's followed this, you know all those points as well. This news is so incredibly good that I feel like I've just won $1 billion lottery.
Well, it's what the big news Brzezinski said last week. He said there's a global awakening, and it is global.
There's another one of the data points in my notes.
Exactly.
Let's talk about it.
You got. Well, look at Turkey, for example. Okay, Turkey last week, their parliament voted down the idea that they were going to play host to 60,000 American troops. Don't talk about this just being a surgical strike. That's not what's
there. No, this is boots on the ground.
Absolutely. Even today, when the Obama administration met with some of these congressmen who happen to be in town, they're coming back and saying, whoa, this is really broad. This is going to have to be narrowed down. This really isn't just a surgical missile strike. This is a very broad authorization. So they already, Turkey's not saying, oh, we'd like 60,000 American troops here on their own. They're already being told that by the U.S. government. That's what they'd like to preach.
Exactly. I just realized that's a huge article that you just mentioned that was buried in the news today with the Turkey saying, you know, they want more in Reuters and the New York Times. But the headline should be Obama caught lying, plans boots on the ground.
Right.
Because there's the proof.
But as part of it being a global awakening, the Turkish parliament voted it down.
Exactly.
Okay.
The British Parliament for the first time since 1782.
That's right.
And now the French want to vote.
That's right. And so the question is, the article that's up on InfoWars right now is, I think it's Paul Craig Roberts wrote it, can Obama buy off the Congress? Can the military-industrial complex that Obama represents, the corporatists that he represents, can he buy off Congress and get his war authorization?
Or blackmail him with all the NSA stuff.
Exactly, exactly. So that's the key. People need to get active. They need to hold their feet to the fire. They need to awaken their neighbors. They really need to create a firestorm.
And but see, right there is why I was so frustrated and said, I got to come back in on air, even though I'm up here to work on Obama Deception 2 today, and you're doing a great job. As I'm like, I didn't make all the points. And yeah, Brzezinski says, the alternative media is destroying us. All hands on deck. They're exposing our false flags. All these parliaments are voting it down. It's incredible what's happening.
It really is a global awakening. And this is... Brzezinski said this. Brzezinski, the guy who was the founder of the Trilateral Commission, and the guy.
He's Obama's advisor on this.
Yeah, he created Al Qaeda in the first place. Okay, he knows how this game is played, and he's saying this game is not working anymore. They've got to come up with some kind of a new way to jimmy this. And again, the question is: are these Republicans going to fall in line because they just knee jerk reflexively support military action?
I agree. I know you're going to break. Come back with calls. You got that report coming up. Great job, David. I'm going to go work on Obama. I'm Deception 2 up here on the holiday. God bless everybody out there. I just want to throw in here at the end, that my point is we may be able to stop this, but they may do a false flag.
Mm-hmm.
We may not be able to stop it, but look at how the game's slowing down. We're winning more and more points. We're getting the momentum. The awakening's there. If they go ahead with this in front of everybody, it'll only blow up in their face bigger down the road. That's what I'm saying, David. I've looked at the angles. We win no matter what they do. It's just going to get really nasty. So if the awakening explodes even faster, we may be able to back them off and have a total collapse. God bless you. We'll be right back.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
To the Alex Jones Jones Show on this Monday, Labor Day, September 2nd, 2013. I'm David Knight, and I'm going to be finishing out the show today as Alex works on the documentary, The Obama Deception 2. And as that song said, we are men of constant sorrow because we've got to constantly watch our government, watch what they're doing. One of the things we didn't mention in the last segment, I started talking about the homeschool situation. These are authoritarians who are here. Look at the way they acted with this homeschooling family that escaped from Germany. It's now our attorney general who's saying, no, they don't deserve any asylum. They don't deserve the freedom of religion. They don't deserve the freedom of speech. They don't deserve to homeschool. They need to be sent back to Germany where their kids can be taken away. This is their attitude. This is what's going to come out here at home. And it's also very frightening, I find, that it's the same representatives, the Peter Kings, the Mike Rogers, the John Kerrys, the Obamas, who are always, always in favor of indefinite detention, of spying unconstitutionally on everything that we, all of our communications, and also supporting killing people without due process abroad using drones, always supporting the cause of war. Understand that these are authoritarians, regardless of the party that they're in, whether they call themselves Democrats or Republicans. This is the war party, and the war party is also the anti-civil liberty, the anti-Bill of Rights party. There needs to be a realignment. This division between Democrats and Republicans is phony, absolutely phony. It needs to be between the authoritarians like Mike Rogers and Peter King and Obama. It needs to be between the authoritarians and the libertarians like Justin Amash, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. This is going to be the fundamental alignment. This is where we need to focus. We need to look beyond this. We need to look at Democrats like Kucinich, who said, why are we doing this? We're going to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. There are good people on both the Democrats and the Republican side, and there are bad people on both sides. And we need to be able to sort them out as to where they fall on civil liberties, where they fall on war. This is a life and liberty issue. Those things need to come first. But it's also about fiscal issues. We cannot afford to do this, even for the hardcore Republicans who want to reflexively fall in line between any war, always support, they think, the military-industrial complex. They need to start supporting our troops. They need to understand that our troops are put in danger. They need to stop having our troops using depleted uranium. You want to talk about weapons of mass destruction? Let's talk about the long-term permanent effects of depleted uranium wherever it's used. Let's talk about the long-term effects of depleted uranium on our soldiers. What if we had sarin gas? What if the sarin gas that the Syrian soldiers were using caused cancer, increase in the people who were using it, the soldiers who were using it? What if it caused birth defects for their children? What if it lingered in the area for thousands of years, tens of thousands of years? Sarin gas, as horrible as it is, doesn't do that. Our weapons do. Our depleted uranium does. And it was at the same time that they tried to take the moral high ground and say, we're not going to use sarin gas anymore, that they went in and they started using depleted uranium. Now, earlier we had a clip of some people who were doing protests over the weekend, protesting the war. They had InfoWars shirts on. They had Ben Swan signs on. These are people who have been woken up by InfoWars, the rest of the alternative media, and they were getting hassled by the police saying they didn't have permit to demonstrate. And they said, well, our permit is actually the Constitution. And they stood them off, and the police in that particular case stood down. We also had that happening here in Austin. We had a demonstration. We didn't have a stand down situation. But we had our reporters go out. Jakari Jackson went and recorded it. This last weekend on Saturday, and we've got a report of that right now. Let's roll that report, guys.
My name is Ben Kessler. I was in the Marine Corps from 2002 to 2006. I was infantry, served in Afghanistan in 2004. I'm out here today because I don't want to see us starting a war in Syria.
I'm Dr. Laura Presley, and I'm out here for the rally against the war in Syria that President Obama has been proposing. The
proper action for us to take is to help in a diplomatic process. I mean, there's a lot of different options that don't involve bombing or sending troops to Syria, and all of those options are better than the military options.
This president needs to remember that he was awarded the Peace Prize his first term, and that war is not peace. And yesterday I called Cornyn's office, Senator Ted Cruz's office, and Representative Congressman Mike McCaul's office, and said they need to be taking a leadership role here in the state of Texas and hold President Obama accountable for this.
The U.S.
That's right. You need to get involved. You need to put pressure on your congressman. They need to hear from you. You understand what this is going on? Talk to them. Let them feel the heat. We're going to be right back after the break, and we're going to be taking calls. We've got some people been on hold for quite some time. We want to hear what they say about this war coming up in Syria that Obama is trying
to
push.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. And for Alex Jones, it's Labor Day. As we're talking about our riders on the storm, remember that this is hurricane season. We haven't had any hurricanes. It's been an unusually quiet season. But it's not to say that we won't have some. And you want to be prepared in case that happens. We have very short lines of supply in America. You know, it's become a thing to have just-in-time inventory deliveries. That means that it's a very efficient thing for the companies that do it. But it also means that our supply lines are very, very short. If there's something like a hurricane or there's something like a war or a false flag attack or a terrorist attack, you're not going to have very much food in the chain of supply. So you need to take some precautions for you and your family. eFoods Direct is our sponsor this hour, and you can get a 2-month supply for one person or a convenient 1-month supply for two people. It's called the Just-in-Case Food Supply. That's 800-409-5633. That's efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Now, we're going to go back and we're going to talk to callers who have been waiting quite a long time, but I've alluded to this a couple of times and haven't really explained it. This is a breaking story today, or actually it came out yesterday, I should say, from the New York Times, talking about how the DEA is using phone records and spying on people. Listen to this. For the last 6 years, law enforcement officials working on counter-narcotics programs have had routine access using subpoenas to an enormous AT&T database that contains the records of decades of Americans' phone calls. It's called the Hemisphere Project. Now, this only involves records from AT&T, but AT&T has records that go back to 1987, 26 years worth of data. That's dwarfed by what the NSA claims that they're holding, only 5 years worth of data. And this includes every call. This isn't just AT&T customers. This is every call that passes through an AT&T switch, going back for 26 years. And the thing I find interesting about this is that, as always, the government likes to try to wiggle around all this by saying, well, this is something that the third party is supplying to us, so we don't have to get a judge to give us authorization to take a look at this. They say that... Well, this information is being stored by AT&T and not by the government. Therefore, it's not a problem, right? No, it is a problem. But that's what they're using with CISPA and these other programs to try to get around it. They're saying, well, if Facebook or Google or someone else has your emails or has your data, that third party can voluntarily turn it over to the government. Well, of course, they're going to voluntarily turn it over because the government gives them a lot of money and also holds a gun to their head to try to do, you know, try to force them into doing it. So they get both a carrot and a stick. And then they say, we don't need to go before a judge and get a search warrant because we're just asking this third party who's holding this data and they're voluntarily turning it over to us. I hope some lawmakers who have a conscience are listening to this, because that's where the law needs to be changed. It needs to be clear that the government doesn't get any information on us, even from third parties, unless they have a judge's search warrant. Now, let's go to some of the callers who we've had. Lauren in Ohio waiting for quite a while. Lauren, what do you think about this? What do you think is the least untruthful scenario for Syria?
Well, I kind of come at it a different way. I think that they just got caught pulling the app. So, because why would that guy, you know, the one who said, oh, my son was involved, and they just didn't handle him right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just, I think they did it. They got caught because everybody was looking for them to do it, and so now they want somebody else to take the blame for it. But in the end, we have to kind of change the way. I've got solutions, and then I've got some kind of funny things because I kind of was taking notes while you were talking. Hey, so let's start saying all CIA, duh. You know what I mean? Because
right.
It seems
all CIA
like the public, things are, they catch on. You know what I mean?
Right.
All CIA, duh. I mean, come on. Everybody should know this. And the other one is QE forever, $80 billion a month, and we don't have a problem?
That's
Why
right.
Why aren't we up in arms over this? Because we've all been in public schools, and they, of course, are run by the globalists that lie to you. So since we're made up of lies and wed to lies, then lies is what we get. But
Well, they keep bringing up these different things, too. You know, it's almost they've had so many different scandals. It's almost like they're bringing up another scandal so that they take our mind off of the previous one, and we don't pay attention. It's like, you know, don't look at that. Look at this next thing.
Well,
and this whole thing in Syria is a way to get people's minds off of government spying in violation of the Fourth Amendment, the IRS targeting particular people. That continues to go on, and nothing has been done about that. Nothing's been done about Fast and Furious. None of these scandals have been addressed. They've just shoved them under the rug, moved on to the next thing.
Right, but that's the whole thing about what we have to do is shatter the illusion that somehow or another governments, which is mind control, control men. The Constitution shows you exactly what the government's for. It is a body of negative law to limit the maids and the butlers. It has nothing to say about what we free kings in this country can do, and you can tell as you look at the document, the large C, the capital C, changes to a lowercase c. These things mean things. But anyway,
oh,
by way of solution, we need to obey God, If we did things his way, like all these soldiers standing up and saying, I'm not going to fight along all CIA, duh, because they are unwilling to do that which is corrupt and destructive, the globalists don't have any control.
You need to get a lot of people, you need to convince a lot of Christians about the proper understanding of Romans 13.
Absolutely.
It isn't just doing whatever the government tells you to do. It's when the government gets out of line of moral authority, when the government gets out of line of its legitimate legal authority. They swear to uphold the Constitution. And when they ignore the Constitution, which is the rightful king, they are out of, they no longer have any legitimate authority. That's why I'm calling them not the Obama administration, because they're not administering the government. They're not administering the Constitution. They're not following their oath of office. They're nothing but a regime. You understand how they use these words. Everybody, their enemies are always regimes, but they're an administration. They're not an administration. They don't have any legitimate authority because they've denied the Constitution. Well, thanks.
And one more thing, can I just, for control, so that, because we don't have to all get together in some group. Keep your money in your pocket, stop paying taxes you don't owe, and keep your children in your home. Teach them the truth or pay somebody, private teacher, whatever, get together with the neighbors on the block. But when we put our kids in these institutions where they lie to them and then pump them out generation after generation, what can we expect but that they don't understand the Constitution? What can we expect but that they're not exposed to 10 little commandments like don't steal and kill people that never did anything to you and don't covet what they have, especially when we're sitting on the wealth of what we're sitting on. And these
Absolutely.
People are not
well, you
allowing
know, Lauren,
to use it. So that's
they,
the sea change that's happening in society that you guys were talking about earlier.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, they've had a judge say, we had a situation in Massachusetts where a fellow was not happy with what his children were being taught in school. And he wanted to come in and see what was going on there. And they said, no, you can't come in. You can't know what they're teaching these little kids in terms of sex education. They had him arrested. And he took the case to court. And the judges said, you have, when you take your children to the government school, you have abandoned your child to the state. That's what they said. That's not my words. That's their words. That's a quote from them. You have abandoned your children to the state. The official term, the legal term for that is in loco parentis. They're going to act in place of the parents. That's the way they see this. They see it as they have now control over your children, and they're going to instill the kind of values that they want. We've got a report here that I think is really interesting. You know, we've been talking about this for quite some time. We saw this was going to happen here at InfoWars, and here's a report going back to May 31st. This is Darren McBreen hosting the InfoWars Nightly News, and here's what he had to say back on May 31st about this very issue in Syria that we see today.
And to make matters worse, Al-Qaeda mercenaries in Syria, or should I say Al-Qaeda mercenaries, well, they've been caught with sarin gas. This, according to Turkish officials, this is concrete evidence that CIA mercenaries operating in Syria under the leadership of the Al-Nusra Front, well, it's a terrorist group aligned with Al-Qaeda, they are in possession of deadly sarin gas, and they plan to use it against the Syrian army. But you watch, in typical NATO-U.S. false flag fashion, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels. And Obama will finally have his excuse to intervene militarily.
There you go.
There is a good chance that...
That was back May 31st, a nightly news broadcast, so... Get a subscription to Prison Planet TV. It helps to support our operation. It helps to educate people. And that's what's really necessary, is for people to understand what their techniques are, what their MOs are. We were pointing that out back in May. And, of course, the U.N. inspectors, they had an attack back in May in Syria, and they said it was the rebels and it was sarin gas. But it was the rebels who did it. The rebels who were trying to give Obama an excuse to intervene there. Let's go to someone else who's been waiting for quite a while. Kyle in Texas. Kyle, what do you think about this?
Hold on. What did I think?
Caught you by surprise. I know you've been waiting a long time, and then finally we come to you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What I have to say about this is that with Syria and everything, and I listened to Alex Jones, and you guys done a perfect job on everything.
Well, thank you.
Perfect job. Congratulations. Perfect job. And it probably what it did, what you described everything, it describes everything that I wrote like 2 or 3 years ago. So.
Yeah, it's a very repeating pattern. It's familiar. It's not like we've got some crystal ball. It's not like we're speculating. It's not like we're offering conspiracy theories. All we're doing is telling people, look, this is what they did last time. This is what they did 2 times ago. This is what they're doing now. They don't even change their strategy. They don't even change the narrative. They just use the same techniques over and over again, and we're trying to educate people, and it looks like it's taking. We've got 90% of the people now opposing it, as opposed to 75% of the people who supported it when we were told the same lies by the Bush administration. Anything else you want to add to that, Kyle?
Yes. When you said the Bush administration, that it goes with the Iraq War when they said there's WMDs, and I was like, what, I'm 21 now, I was probably about like maybe 11 or 12 during that time when the WMDs was going through Iraq and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my mother, like, Mom, this thing is not true. There's no WMDs. And she's like, go play your video games. And told some of my friends about it. And they're like, they follow me, I believe.
Yeah, and you know, it wasn't the first time when they did it in the Bush administration. The previous Bush administration had essentially come up with a false narrative to justify the very first Iraq War. They had the woman who was in saying that she'd seen the babies in the incubators, and it turns out she was an ambassador's daughter, hadn't even been there. So they keep using the same type of thing over and over again, saying, we're going to go kill people for humanitarian reasons, and they base it all on a lie. And this time, it's the least detailed story. I mean, they're even getting tired of their narratives. Thanks, Kyle. We're going to go next to, because we've got several people here who have been waiting a long time. We're going to go to Phil in Florida. Phil, what do you think about this?
Hi, David. Thanks for taking the show, and thanks for taking my call. I hope I can get out what I have to say before you have to cut in. I'm a coordinator of the Central Florida chapter of Veterans for Peace, Dr. Bob Bowman's home chapter, who we buried this weekend.
Yes.
And I need to tell you all that our organization, Veterans for Peace, at the national level voted to impeach President Obama for the very same war crimes we cited in our call for impeaching Bush.
Yes.
And there's an article on Activist Post, which I hope InfoWars and Prison Planet will pick up. It's called Timeline for Veterans for Peace's Vote to Impeach Obama, 2009 through 2013. And the impeachment, the claim that the left anti-war movement makes is if it didn't happen for Bush, it won't happen for Obama. But what people don't realize that the only time impeachment has been enough of a threat to change behavior of the administration is only when it's been a partisan call. And we're not talking about whether it'll happen or not. We're talking about who's making the call. And it was exciting news that Alex and y'all broke a week or two ago about the overpass calls for impeachment.
Yes.
But that's coming from the right, David.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we need to get the word out. There's been a suppression of this from the leadership of the national anti-war organizations because, well, like any organization, you know, they're beholden to others as well.
Well, I can tell you this, Phil, that if he goes before Congress now and tries to get an authorization, and if they don't give him this authorization, and if he attacks, as the State Department told Fox News, that he's going to attack anyway, whether he gets authorization or not, he will be impeached, in my opinion. I think the people are angry enough about this on both the left and the right. You have not the leadership of the Democrat Party and not even the leadership of the Republican Party were opposing him on the declaration of war. It was the lower level people, for the most part, in both parties that were saying, we need to get Congress involved on this. The right way to do this is to talk to Congress. The Constitution gives Congress the power to decide this, not the president. So it's coming from others in the Congress other than the leadership. And I think that it's people from both parties. They're going to push back pretty hard, and the American people are going to be outraged, extremely angry. This is the most unpopular war we've ever had, proposed war we've ever had.
And we have to talk about Walter Jones, and you all had him on a year ago, he has a resolution that the left anti-war people don't want their rank and file to know about, and that's the threat of impeachment should Obama do this. Mm-hmm. And you're not hearing the anti-war people, that, you know, this partisan crap. And Dr. Bob Bowman did a great interview with Alex in studio in July of 09, and it's on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. It's called The American People Are Artificially Divided, and you alluded to that earlier, David. But please, we've got to get your congressmen to get behind HCR3, which threatens impeachment, because this is all good. The shift in the tide that you were talking about is all well and good, but it ain't enough.
There's
got to be some kind of threat, real threat from the people to stop. This guy already demonstrated he with Libya that he doesn't care if he has Congress or not. So thank you so much.
We've had Walter Jones on talking about that. I'm sure he's going to be on shortly talking about that again.
So
need to really hold their feet to the fire on this. And we need to understand, as I said before, there has to be a realignment. We have to understand that it's the same people who are trashing the Bill of Rights, who are saying there is no due process, there is no privacy anymore, and we have a right to go to war without talking to Congress. In every aspect, it's the same people who are opposing our civil rights, who are also wanting to start a war. And they will bring that to America. They will use that war machine here domestically. They've already brought back a lot of equipment. They're purchasing bullets. They're gearing up for a domestic war. And they have the lack of moral authority to do it right here. We're going to take some more calls. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And, of course, we've been talking all day about the changes that happened this weekend. We saw Obama blink and back down. We all expected him to launch a quote-unquote surgical strike. Of course, we know what that means. There's nothing at all surgical about launching missiles into a country. But we saw him back down from that action. We saw him say he still asserted that he had the authority to do that, even though there's nothing about that in the Constitution about him acting unilaterally when there is no imminent danger to the United States. When the United States is not under attack, he does not have the authority to do that. But he asserted that he did, but he was going to be magnanimous and go before Congress. And now we see that congressmen who have looked at what he wants are saying, ooh, this is really broad. This is not just a surgical strike. And of course it isn't. They prepositioned a lot of ships, a lot of planes, a lot of men and material. They were going to Turkey to get an authorization for 60,000 American troops to be stationed in Turkey. They're looking for a broader war. They're not tired of war, but we are tired of their lies, and the American people are pushing back, but it's not just the American people. There is a global awakening, and that's coming from Zbigniew Brzezinski, who used that exact phrase. You see, even in Turkey, they said they didn't want the U.S. troops. You see that Britain, for the first time in 200 years, turned down the prime minister's calls for an authorization for an attack, for war. And you see that there's only 9% of the people are buying what Obama is selling here. So we've got a couple of callers who've been waiting on the phone for a long time, and I want to know what they think about this, because now is the time for you to continue to press this point. The American people have woken up. Even the sheeple are not with Obama. So it's time for those of us who know what's going on, who've seen this pattern happen over and over again, it's time for us to get involved and to stop the killing, to stop the bleeding of blood and of treasury into this never-ending war machine called the military-industrial complex. We got Mark in California, and then coming up, we've got Frank in North Carolina. Mark, are you there? What do you think about this?
Yeah, yesterday I was finishing up with a sermon in John 5:36. There's a street preaching in Burlingame, California, and I walked up to 10 of the officers here across the street chatting and watching over us all, and I mentioned, hey, you ought to check out this Infowars.com guy. He interviewed a bunch of cops there in Oklahoma City about the federal building back in April 19th, and they said they'd all tune in, so I'd like to say hi to all the officers there if they did. And many should follow the shining example of this listener, as he has a Infowars.com and Radio Liberty bumper sticker. That always helps people, out of curiosity, tune in because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, for reasons of national security, I was driving down Leavenworth Street there in San Francisco trying to keep an eye on the former head of the National Security Agency leader, the so-called great Michael Aquino. Do you know anything about Michael Aquino, David?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, that's a... Yeah, Church of Satan. Yeah, Church of Satan that he had going on there, and there was quite a bit of a child abuse scandal that happened there around the Presidio, right?
Yeah, he's the worst child murderer in all of history,
and highly connected in the NSA. The NSA got him out of the military, moved him out of that area, even though a chaplain's 4-year-old child said, you know, pointed him out, and even described that he had a room that had all black walls. Even though all of that happened, basically the Army, the NSA, bailed him out of all of that.
Yeah, what's up with that? The Lamb of God is watching you, Michael. He's going to get you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the fact of the matter is, David, is there's coming a day of judgment, and Jesus is writing all this stuff down. And when some bleep, and I don't know his name or I'd use it on the air, from the FBI, told the chief of police, get this, David, the chief of police in San Francisco.
We're out of time. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hey, tell you what, we'll pick that phone call up on the other side of the hour. Let's go into overdrive. I want to get to Frank in North Carolina as well. So we'll be right back in overdrive. Go to Infowars.com to continue listening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.